Hi, I'm Chris and I work as a cameraman. I've just come back from Gabon in Africa, where I've been filming a wildlife documentary. I'd never been to Gabon before, and my knowledge of the country was very limited. I don't remember ever seeing any other documentary about it before. Come to think of it, I'd never read anything about the country in the newspaper either. But one day I happened to spot a crazy advert that showed hippos swimming in the sea, and I thought, I have to go there. So when I was asked to go on a film trip there, I jumped at the chance. I checked on a website that gave me lots of statistics about the country, but it was a guidebook that told me what I really needed to know. I read it from cover to cover. I was also given a file of research notes to read, but it wasn't very detailed. My boss, Maria, helped with preparations. I've been to other African countries and had already had the injections you need if you're travelling there. But Maria said I should make sure I applied for a work visa, not an ordinary visitor visa, otherwise it wouldn't let me in the country. Luckily, I didn't need a mosquito net or special clothing. I had those already. When I arrived in Gabon, I was met by a driver who took me to my hotel in the capital. There I was introduced to a biologist who I thought had come along to give me some background information. But it turned out he'd volunteered to accompany me for the duration of my trip. I was so happy because it was like having a teacher with me the whole time. I learnt lots. Filming was mostly to take place in Loango National Park on the coast. Getting there involved a flight in a small plane during a storm, not something I'd recommend. I was grateful for the helicopter that covered a vast area of forest, as that spared me hours travelling in a safari jeep on a dirt road. Finally, we took a short but not very pleasant ride in a speedboat to reach our destination, the beach. The first animals I spotted on the beach at Loango were forest elephants. My guide explained they're shy creatures that hide in the forest where they get most of their food, typically leaves, fruit and bark. Occasionally, though, they leave the forest alone or in small groups in search of salt, which is plentiful on the beach. After that, I got some great shots of buffalo going for a walk on the beach. And then, to my amazement, several of them headed off into the water. To me, they seemed to be surfing, and my guide laughed when I told him that. They were probably just cooling off rather than swimming properly. We spent several weeks at this location because there was so much to see. I spent hours looking through my camera at hippos and various kinds of birds, and even managed to catch a few seconds of a gorilla. Every morning there were tracks left by leopards that had passed through in the night, but they never appeared during the day. After the beach, we headed to one of the few villages in this region to stay in a traditional house. The locals were very welcoming and cooked lots of delicious food for us. It was really curious meeting them, as they weren't used to strangers. I had expected them to be shy or nervous around us, which wasn't the case. The Loango National Park takes conservation seriously, and animal numbers have increased steadily in the last decade, which is great news. However, despite the building of a new road and several luxury hotels, tourism has hardly increased at all. Hopefully films like mine will help.